B99.9 Country Cafe. It's Robin James. We're up to Story Behind the Song. In the spotlight, The Ride began in 1982 when songwriter Gary Gentry was working on a film called The Hank Williams Tribute, The Man and His Music. Recorded at Nashville's legendary Ryman Auditorium, the very place where Hank Williams once ruled the stage before being removed from the Grand Ole Opry, of course, because of his drinking. While working on that project, Gentry met J.B. Dederline Jr. Discovering they shared a deep love for country music legends, the two decided to write a song together. Dederline was a big Lefty Frizzell fan, and Gentry idolized Hank Williams. So their first attempt was called Wherever Hank and Lefty Are, That's Where I Want to Go. But after JB left for the night, Gentry couldn't shake the feeling that something was missing. So in the middle of the night, by his own admission, after a little too much drinking, Gary lit candles in his living room and challenged the universe. He later said he wanted to write a true masterpiece about Hank Williams and even dared Hank's spirit to show itself. Then sometime around 4 a.m., Gentry says the song suddenly poured through him. He wrote straight through the night, creating what would become The Ride. He immediately called Dederline, played him the song, and both men knew instantly this one was special. Years later, David Allan Coe performed The Ride on the Grand Ole Opry. Right at the exact moment in the song when the mysterious hitchhiker finally reveals himself with the words, "You can call me Hank," the power in the Opry went out. Lights, sound, everything. And it's raising the hair on my arms right now. One of the musicians reportedly said, "Hank doesn't want to come back." That moment only added to Hank Williams' long-standing legend at the Ryman, where employees and performers have reported eerie encounters for decades, from sightings of a figure in a white mist to unexplained outages. Even whispering Bill Anderson once experienced a complete blackout backstage while performing one of Hank's favorite songs. Coincidence? Maybe. But for Gary Gentry and David Allan Coe and generations of country fans, The Ride feels more like than just a song. It feels like a late-night conversation with a legend and a reminder that some spirits never really leave the stage. That's the story behind The Ride. Here's David Allan Coe on B99.9.